and welcome to OCAP Radio. We're finally back on the air after a year of dead air in terms of hearing the voices of people living in poverty across this city, across this province, and beyond. And I'm very happy to be here today, and thanks to all the OCAP members and supporters who came out to see us and the voices that we like to bring you back on the air. Lots has happened since we were last with you. As you all probably know, the economy has taken a nosedive, and what that means for people in Toronto is very serious things. The latest city figures show a steady rise in Toronto's welfare rolls as the recession is deepening. The Daily Bread Food Bank saw a 7.6% increase in food bank use last year, with those increases starting a full year ago. And there are now $4.1 million going out of city coffers to special diet payments to people on welfare, 70,000 people on the waiting list for social housing in Toronto. More jobs were lost in Canada in the month of January than in any other month since 1976, and our social assistance system remains in shambles. So I'm very proud and honored today to be able to bring you a couple of voices of women who are fighting on the front lines, fighting in the trenches against ableism, against poverty, and for social housing. And it is these voices that you've been missing in the absence of OCAP Radio, and it is my great pleasure to be able to be here today and to talk to a couple of those fighters who live here in this city. So stay tuned for more of those voices. We'll be back with our first interview in a second. And all the music that I'm bringing to you this evening is courtesy of one of my favorite Toronto bands, $100, and all these tracks are off their album called Forest of Tears. The first interview we're going to have tonight, and thank you for bearing with us with our crazy tech setup here. We are coming to you live from the Imperial Pub, a very special place for OCAP members. Right across the street from this pub is the site of one of our squats, the Mission Press, and I have very fond memories of being trapped inside that building myself whilst supporters sat inside the pub, supporting the squat, of course, but also having a beer in the meantime. They don't always go down quite that way, so it's great for us to be doing OCAP Radio here from the Imperial Pub, and a big thank you to them for hosting us. My first guest this evening is Anne Abbott. She is a disability activist here in the city of Toronto and a member of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty and DAM 2025. She's also president of a group called Speaking Differently, which is an organization for people with communication disabilities. And I think we're going to get Anne on the phone with me right now. For people that are listening, just so you know, what we're doing here is a cell phone to a microphone. So it's interesting technology, courtesy of Ron.
That's how we do it on CKLM.
Hi, Ann, are you there?
Yeah, I can't have you on speakerphone, so it's really hard for Ann can't hear what's happening. And she's nonverbal, so I have to, like, communicate what she's saying.
Okay. Yep.
Y-O-U-C-A-N-H-A-have-a-U-U-I-quiet-e-background-I-N-N-Y-O-U-your-P-L-place-T-H-E-Z-N-no-problem-Y-O-U-C-A-can-hear.
Our apologies. The audience has heard what you've had to say, and they will keep quiet through your interview. It's an enthusiastic audience that can't help but clap. But the most important thing is for us to have your voice come through. So are we good? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Amazing. So thank you for joining us, Anne, this evening. My first question to you is, what are your top priorities in fighting against barriers faced by disabled people living in this city?
F4-1-T-H-I-S-H-I-W-A-N-1-T-2-P-U-S-Bush-T-H-G-O-V-Government-T-O-2-M-A-K-Make-O-N-Ontario-A-C-C-E-Accessible-B-E-Before-2025. That's terrible. S-H-O-U-L-should-and-shouldn't-H-A-have-to-W-A-I-D-wait-T-H-A-that-L-O-long-I-A-L-S-also-W-A-N-1-T-O-2-S-E-E-C-T-H-E-Z-G-O-V-E-Government-T-A-K-E-P-O-F-F-off-T-H-E-Z-C-A-P-CAP-O-N-on-D-I-R-Direct-Funding. I-T-It's-R-I-D-I-C ridiculous, T-H-A-T that O-N only 700 P-E people can H-A-V have it. T-H-E-R there A-R-E-R T-H-O-U-S-A-N thousands O-F of P-E-O people, W-I with D-I disabilities, I-N in O-N-T Ontario, W-H-O who, N-E-E need, D-I-R direct funding, B-E because, O-N-S-I on-site, A-T-T-E-N attendant care, C-A-can, B-E-B, V-E-R-Y, very, A-B-U-S-I-B-E, abusive, I-N, M-A-N, many, W-A-Y, ways.
There are many obstacles in the fight that you've been fighting for a long time, and you're a very important example to many of us within OCAP, but also within the city with all the different projects that you do, including art projects. And I wanted to just take us to close this out. What moments of hope and inspiration do you encounter through your work?
T-H-I this. Q U question I is H A R hard F O 4 M me because H O N E honestly S O M E sometimes I F-E-E, feel, L-I, like, I'm, T-A-K-I-N-G, taking, 1, S-T-E, step, F-O-R, forward, and 2, steps, back. I, G-U-E, guess, 1, T-H-I-N, thing, T-H-A, that, M-A-K, makes, M-E, me, F-E-E, feel, H-O-P-E, hopeful, I-S, is, T-H-A, that, T-H-E-R-E, there, A-R-R, M-O, more, A-N-D, M-more, G-R-O-U-P, groups, F-O-R-M-I, forming, A-N-D, M-O-R, more, P-E-O, people, G-E-T-T-I-N-G, getting, I-N-V-O, evolve, T-O-2, T-R, try, T-O-2, C-H-A, change, T-H-I-N-G-S, things.
That's often more than we expect in a world that looks like the one that we do. And I want to thank you very much, Anne, both for putting up with our technical difficulties and also for speaking to us tonight on a rare occasion to broadcast women's voices, particularly those in struggle. Thank you so much, Anne. And if we can get back on the radio, we're going to have your voice back again. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thank you.
That was Anne Abbott, a disability activist who works in this city. You're listening to Take Back Our Radio on what used to be CKLN FM 88.1, and we're doing it our own way, live from the Imperial Pub in the spirit of International Women's Day. We'll be back with a second interview with another woman who's fighting on the front lines in just a sec.
I keep her in a hole. She says my spitting image is spitting up. He's getting out. He's getting old, and a voice in my head telling me I should fall. But the ring round my finger is made of burnt gold. Everyone that we are but smoke in the sky every night. You gotta play to win. I bid myself my next of kin. Oh, for all the game is red. There's a voice in my head telling me I should fall, but the ring round my finger is made of.
And you're listening to OCAP Radio once again here with Take Back Our Radio. You can find out more about our attempts to get back our radio station at takebackourradio.blogspot.com. And the track that we were just listening to is called Black Gold, from a band called $100 that's based here in Toronto. As I was saying off the top, the situation that we're facing here in Toronto, particularly poor and working people, has changed quite a bit since we last were on the air. But we never were doing so well with the waiting list for social housing in this city, which now stands, as I said, at an astonishing 70,000 people who are waiting for affordable housing. The housing that does exist, particularly that of Toronto Community Housing Corporation, is no pretty picture. The city is the landlord of these housing projects that are located all across the city, which is what people can afford, particularly if they're trying to get into subsidized housing. And what that current housing stock looks like, given how little the city cares to keep it up and repair it, means that families are living in situations that no one would ever want to. And instead of dealing with this problem, what the city and TCHC are looking at doing is selling off abandoned buildings, so-called abandoned buildings. This in a time where there are so many people waiting for housing, and we're certainly going to see eviction rates increase as more people lose their jobs, and more than 60% of us don't even qualify for employment insurance. So I'm very happy in the second half of this show to be able to bring you the voice of a young woman who's a tenant in the TCHC Gordon Ridge Place housing development that's at Danforth and Midland in Scarborough. Her name is Maria, and she's been organizing with her neighbors and community to improve the conditions of their homes. And we have her on the line with us now. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Just so you have an idea of what's going on, your voice is being broadcast in several cities across the country, but you're also just talking to a very friendly group of people here in a pub, so it's a very nice setting, and welcome to OCAP Radio.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to start just by asking you straight up, why do you organize in your building, and why do you and other people living in Gordon Ridge organize?
We're just trying to make the community better to live in, so that because we have families and we don't want people to live in like poor environments. And I guess we're humans and we need to be treated like humans instead of like we don't want to feel like we live in a dump, you know.
Tell us a little bit about some of the conditions that people face. What do people's apartments look like? You go around and knock on doors, and what's going on for people?
There's a lot of bed bug issues, cockroaches, pests, you know, like mice. The units are torn down, like worn down. The hallways are dirty. Elevators are dirty. So many things like going on, you know, and a lot of people are frustrated, and they had enough. You know, they can't live like animals or like, you know. Sorry, my baby is crying.
No problem.
I guess that we have a lot of issues going on, you know, like repairers, they are standing for a long time, like no one gets response right away, you know?
Well, that's not a way that people should be forced to live, and particularly if your landlord happens to be the city of Toronto, no less, and not taking care of the units that people like you and your little boy are living in. What do you do to get people involved?
We go door to door with OCAP members, and we give them a work order to sign, and they write down the kind of repairs they've been ordered to get repaired. But it took them so long to even repair one small things, you know, small issues. But so far, like we've seen a lot of progress. There's a lot of like the hallways are being painted, it's cleaner now, you know, like so far a lot of people seem very happy with the progress that's going on, but we're still like working hard to try and get everything like repaired, you know, in this building.
So basically you get together with people who are facing the same situation, and you organize and talk, and you go to the powers that be and tell them that you want change, which is an amazing example for people who are listening and for the many people that are in the same situation as you. Just to close, if you knew that there were tenants listening to this program right now, which there most certainly are, what would you say to them about trying to change the situation that they're in?
Try to help each other, work together, you know, like instead of like allowing problems to arise, we should work together to get rid of problems. If you see something's wrong, to work hard to like, you know, to get rid of it instead of waiting until when it gets worse, you know, because I have a young child, and I feel that he has to grow in a noble environment instead of like a poor, you know, like we have to help each other. We have families and we need proper living conditions and other things, like other good things in life, you know. We're not just although we're living poor, like I mean subsidized housing, but we deserve better too, you know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maria, for joining us this evening and telling us a little bit about the amazing work that you do. And if we get our radio station back, we're going to have you back on air again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I feel kind of nervous, but thank you again, okay?
Thank you. And that was Maria. She's a tenant that lives in TCHC Gordon Ridge Housing in Scarborough in Toronto, and she's one of many brave people. In particular, it's women that are leading this fight, and there's one in the room this evening tonight who is also part of this struggle. Nadia, I want to thank you for coming out, part of the TCHC campaign to see decent living conditions for decent people who deserve much more than what they're getting from the city government, the provincial government, and the federal government. And this is the reason why we want to be back on air. We want to bring you the voices of those people that you don't hear anywhere else, those people who are brave and courageous and whose voices are certainly silenced in the mainstream media. So it's a great pleasure for me to be back for this half hour tonight, and I really hope that this is the beginning of us bringing you those voices that we have been so proud to host for so long. So thank you for listening to OCAP Radio, and again, tune in to takebackourradio.blogspot.com to find out how you can support this initiative.
Weeks in Timmins, you work out in the mornings. I go to bed as I'm waking.